Until early this morning, we frankly had no idea that the Christmas tree industry in America has such a powerful lobby. But you know what? It does. And it's going to cost you, maybe. Effective this year, anyone who sells more than 500 Christmas trees in a year will have to fork over 15 cents per tree to the Department of Agriculture, a cost that will surely be passed on to each and every one of us, the customers. Of course, the revenue won't be going into the general fund, according to a notice yesterday in the Federal Register. The money will go toward a program of promotion, research, evaluation, and information designed to strengthen the Christmas tree industry's position in the marketplace. Shouldn't that be the province of tree growers in the Christmas tree industry? Maybe we've entirely missed the Christmas tree industry clause in the Constitution. Wait, there isn't one. Well, then the implication is quite obvious. Without such a federal program, the Christmas tree industry would surely die. Like, well, the dried out tree you'll be taking down sometime after the new year. Again, we had no idea. Well, chalk the Christmas tree fine up to another in our laundry list of new taxes and weird fees that are bound to grow exponentially as the spending crisis unfolds. Oh, never mind. Obama canceled it. But after his open mic comments about Bibi Netanyahu, we suppose that he'll put a 25-cent tax on Hanukkah bushes. He's always blamed everything on the bushes anyway. Good evening, and welcome to a Wednesday night installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. This week we'll not have Wednesdays with Roger, but tomorrow we'll have Wednesdays with Roger on Thursday, so certainly don't miss our get-together tomorrow evening. Roger's been doing some traveling with his lady, and presently he's on a bus heading home. And everybody needs to have some breaks. Well, you've heard all the reports about the markets today and everything else. Dow Jones and our New York Stock Exchange composite was off 318-odd points today. The S&P 500 was down 46-plus, and NASDAQ was down 40.91, and gee, Italy's falling apart at the seams. No more pizza for tonight. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Put out that fire. You're the lover I have waited for. You're the mate that fate had me created for.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Granny, I swear you are absolutely correct. We must be related. I made a comment late in our opening presentation about blaming on the Bushes, and prior to my doing that, apparently, or just about the same time, Granny sent me a note along the similar lines. It just never ends with us. Well, we made some, took a look at a few more interesting and entertaining news items that came out today. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, you know, the guy that, never mind. His budget for next year will double or even triple the fines for a whole host of offenses. For everything from driving with a suspended license, $1,000, to allowing your weeds to exceed 10 inches high, that could cost you $1,200. Of course, the latter is clearly the greater threat to society. Coming out of Riverside, California, a poster child for the housing bust, hurting badly for property tax revenues, which continue to fall in municipalities around the country. They're looking to charge jail inmates for their upkeep. Now, that ain't so bad. $143 a day. Presumably, you'd have to fork it over even if the charges were dropped and your case never got to trial. Boy, Lindsay Lohan must owe a whole bunch by now. Of course, she gets in and out of jail hours at a time. You think all that's far-fetched? How about this for a revenue enhancer? Under a state Supreme Court ruling a few weeks ago, folks in Taxachusetts who successfully fight a moving violation will still have to pay their court costs. And so did a gentleman named Ralph Sullivan avoided a $100 ticket for failure to stay in his lane. But he had to fork over $70 in processing fees, even though the court found that he, in fact, had stayed in his own lane. Finally, a bill being introduced today in the U.S. Senate would authorize states to collect sales tax on all online purchases. How those outlaws who run web businesses have gotten away without paying taxes for this long, we absolutely do not know. Of course, that said, senators are still planning to let petty entrepreneurs off the hook. If your annual sales didn't exceed $500,000 on the web, you would not be considered one of the rich, plump, fat cats, so you still wouldn't have to collect the sales tax. Now, we've kind of been amusing ourselves with new taxes and weird fees for quite a while. At some point, though, we suspect the pettiness is going to start to get annoying, or shall we say add up. At last check, the bid on a barrel of West Texas Intermediate, that's crude oil, is $95.15. But that's simply the going price at the terminal in Cushing, Oklahoma. How does Cushing, Oklahoma get West Texas intermediate crude oil? I don't know, but whatever. Most of the rest of the world pays the Brent crude price, which now is a much stiffer $112.82. So when we give you, you know, the cost of a barrel of oil each and every day, it's got nothing to do with the Brent crude price that everybody pays. We're just quoting the bogus West Texas intermediate price, which we can't seem to buy anyway. Of course, it looks like another risk-off day, thanks to Italy. The yield on a 10-year Italian government bond has crested at 7%, which, as has been previously explained, is pretty much the threshold beyond which Italy can no longer keep rolling over its debt payments. I wonder what Greeks do with Italian sausage. According to a report out from Barclays this morning, Italy is now mathematically beyond the point of no return. Rick, you remember our conversation of today. Of course, now we add a report from the Deutsche Bank. It's not inconceivable that we could be in full crisis mode by the end of the week. But let's tote up the impact, folks. Today, the major U.S. indexes were down 2.5% or more. Dow closed down, what, 300 and what the heck was it? Let me pop that sucker open. I accidentally closed that page. And unfortunately, it becomes an important page to have open. Dow Jones Industrial wound up closing down 389 points. Big loss today. NASDAQ down 106. S&P 500 was down 47. Global Dow's off 7. That West Texas crude oil stuff is off a penny a barrel at 95.73. But we're paying 112. That makes sense, you know. Gold's off 18 bucks in the after hours. It's popping back up again. 1771.10, it's up $2.50 in the after hours, which is, in essence, the Hong Kong market. Silver up 6 cents in the aftermarket at 34.10. Platinum flat at $1,626. Palladium off a buck at $6.45. Rhodium, that's Morgan Stern, at $1,675. That's pretty flat. When you take a look at all this stuff, major U.S. stock indexes fell well in excess of 3% today as a surge in Italian bond yields and concerns about the transfer of power. Keep in mind, the Italians are bribing people to invest in their Italian bonds. We'll pay you more money if you give us more of your money to throw down the rabbit hole. Of course, now you've still got the concerns about the transfer of power of Greece if they give it to that hot-looking little 31-year-old blonde who is ultra-hot. Maybe I'd have some reconsiderations. Of course, all this puts the spotlight back on the Eurozone's sovereign debt issue. Dow Jones Industrial Average, as we mentioned, was down 389-plus points. That's 3.2%. Biggest one-day slide since September the 22nd. Standard & Poor's fell nearly 47 points to 1229.10. They were down 3.67. NASDAQ down 3.88. Losses wiped out the previous 2 days' gains. Pushed the major indexes into negative territory for the month, which is a whopping, what, 9 days old? Also sent the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ back into the red for 2011. The Dow is now up 1.8% this year. Gold is, what, 27, 29%, something like that? Not bad. Of course, U.S. Treasuries surged, pushing the yield on the 10-year note below the key 2% to 1.954, a one-month low. Euro tumbled 2% down to 135.44. You know what that means? It now costs $1.35 to buy a euro. When the euro first went public in 2002, 2003, it cost 85 cents American to buy a euro. So they can talk about the euro tumbling. The fact of the matter is the dollar isn't done any very good in the last 7-8 years. Pretty sickening. So what's the trigger for all this? Independent clearinghouse group called LCH ClearNet, double margin requirements on Italian government bonds. Dan Amos says since leveraged speculators set the marginal price on these bonds, their desperate selling to raise cash has caused prices to crash and yields to spike. Understand something, that if it keeps crashing, I don't care how high the yield is, there ain't going to be nothing to pay the yield with. But the crash will effectively put a gun to the head of the European Central Bank to accelerate the pace of Italian bond purchases. Thus far, the ECB hasn't wanted to send the message that it's going to excuse the Italian government from making difficult budget cuts. Send the Corleones over there. Let them take care of business. Because if they don't, next the markets are going to begin anticipating much more money printing from the ECB because it'll have no choice. But then they'll only be following the lead of the good folks at the U.S. Federal Reserve banking system. So you keep looking at all this stuff, you realize that with the implosion of Italy, Portugal and Spain will not be far behind. French debt will come under closer scrutiny. Angela Merkel will be laughing her heiny off. At that point, investors will stampede from the euro-denominated debt of most governments, but with rates so low on U.S. treasuries and too little Japanese and Chinese sovereign debt in open circulation, guess what becomes the asset of choice? In the words of the song, gold. Moreover, all this could easily unfold as the Super Committee in the U.S. Congress races toward a stalemate on an acceptable combination of tax increases and spending cuts. How is that going to happen when it's been reported that all the crybaby Democrats got PO'd and got up and stormed out of the meeting today? Because they want to raise taxes, and the Republicans say, we ain't raising taxes till we cut spending. And Republicans got their little pouty face on. Looks like they got to go back and have a meeting with Obama, who will be holding an Italian sausage, and, well, never mind. Right, Rick? Look, with all this dysfunction in D.C., investors would realize that U.S. debt, though in some people's minds still manageable, is racing to an unsustainable level mighty fast. And those folks are going to start fleeing treasuries. And at that point, there's nothing left but gold. And gold at $3,000 would mean Italy hit the fan. And the super committee met with dubious results. Ah, that'll never happen, right? Now, just in case, you might want to check out RepublicTradingGroup.com, RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com. We can talk about gold buffaloes. We can talk about silver eagles, gold American eagles, Canadian maple leaves in gold and silver. By the way, anybody looking to make a sizable purchase right now in silver, the best buy out there. 1 ounce Canadian silver maple leaves. Buy the box. Give us a call. 1-800-691-7898. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Welcome back, my friends. Interesting stuff. I was looking at a series of headlines. apparently there's another Republican debate tonight with the eight idiots. Actually, there's one gal, and we could call it Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. That's right. Michelle Bachmann could play Snow White, and the guys could be dopey and groovy and horny and stupidy and whatever the heck names they were, and that would all fit. One of the headlines, Michelle Obama claims that being married to Barack is scary. He's got big plans, she says. Having Obama residing at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is scary. You know, forget the rest of it. You know, all the Occupy Wall Street stuff, there's Occupy Oakland. The Oakland, California businesses sale that sales have been cut in half due to the protests. These guys are out to destroy everybody. They don't care. It's 1931, we're Austria, if the Fed doesn't save us, here comes another Great Depression. Here's one, China's elite are now beginning to talk about revolution. One guy says we are approaching an inevitable breaking point. You think just because you're buying all that stuff at Walmart that China's sitting fat cat city? They ain't sitting that fat. Hey, they've invested in the Estados Unidos. How fat can they possibly be? Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, I like that. Let's see, we got Goofy. Which one would Goofy be? I don't know. Goofy could be Rick Perry. Herman Cain could be Horny or Blackie. You figure the whole thing out for yourself. I don't know. Don't kid yourself. You think that Rick Perry's Lily White? Not quite. There's been far too many stories of Rick Perry dipping his wick where it doesn't belong. What else we got here? That pretty much covers that nonsense. I love this one. Jim Cramer, in 31 years, I've never seen markets this crazy. That's great, but why don't you show a picture of what Cramer looks like today, not what he wishes he still looked like with hair, which he no longer has much of. Here's a sign of the times. Jefferson County, Alabama, voted today to file for the largest ever municipal bankruptcy, ending nearly 3 years of drama over the county's $3.1 billion sewer debt. Boy, that's a pretty booty deal. Decision comes less than 2 months after the county reached a provisional agreement with its creditors that included $1.1 billion in concessions. But county officials have been unable to get signed commitments from its creditors before today's vote. Another factor in the decision was that the county's legislative representatives and the state legislature have not been able to unite behind bills that would help Jefferson County deal with its fiscal issues. Alabama's Republican Governor Robert Bentley had promised creditors that the state would find a way for Jefferson County to increase its revenues. There's only one way they can increase the revenues. Either start handing out a hell of a lot of traffic tickets, raise the taxes on already overtaxed, underpaid people who have no jobs. Man, it's enough to make one take up drinking. Drinking what, though? Thunderbird? What are some of those other cheap boo-head Johns that are out there? You know, Mogan Dave. Now, forget Mogan David, because you know what that means. Mogan David means I got to go to the synagogue or the temple to rip a bottle of that stuff off. I'm sorry. That's not where I attend. You know, I'd be better off to go attend Doc's. Yeah, I'll go down there and take my communion over at Doc's. Except Doc's out of business. He couldn't keep the joint going. That is the nature of things to come. It is unreal. We posted some headlines very late in the day at RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com. And amongst those headlines, Fannie Mae has gone back to the Treasury and borrowed another $7.8 billion. Their losses continue to widen. They've now drawn in excess of almost $113 billion in bailout funds from the Treasury. Here's the problem. Amongst those bailouts includes big bonuses the heads of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have paid themselves. Pretty interesting. Yeah, watch out for that online sales tax business. You start buying stuff online and, well, you know, maybe you're going to Amazon. Maybe you're doing a little bit of bidding. These cats want to start taxing us all now. Are you ready to pay taxes for your online purchases? Son of a gun. By the way, the package offering we put out yesterday for the Belgian 20-franc Leopolds is still available. Go take a look at it in the treasure hunt section, RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com. I've not had access to these for the 13, 14 months I've been back at RBM. And when these came up yesterday, interesting thing is, literally to a man, woman, and child, although children can't order this stuff, every person who placed an order for this are literally a brand new customer of Republic Broadcasting Network, Republic Trading Group. I thank those of you who took advantage of this offering. It's really great stuff, superb little late 1800s 20-franc gold pieces, still available at $370 a piece. Stick around. We'll be back with a surprising bit of music. I got to have some fun with this one tonight. Be back in a couple minutes. I'm going to go out and light up a camel and light up a Lucky and check on my camel. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Magic has me in its spell.
Oh, black magic that you weave so well.
Those icy fingers up and down my spine.
The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
Same old tingle that I feel inside.
And then that elevator starts its ride.
Down and down I go.
Round and around I go.
Like a leaf caught in a tide.
I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame.
Flame! Flame of desire!
That only your kiss
put out the fire!
You gotta admit, there was never, ever, ever a better version of Old Black Magic than Louis Prima and Keely Smith. Jeez, I remember that as a kid, man. That was one great song. Prima was an amazing entertainer. Keely Smith is still alive. And, you know, she's an old woman that still sings just about as sultry as they can get. She was one hot dish. I don't know if that's jazz. I don't know what that is. But, man, it's a good, good, good piece. So, amazing. Welcome back to a Wednesday night installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Let me ask you some questions. Is gold in a bubble? There's been a lot of talk about that lately. So one question that has been discussed in every financial website since, well, quite some time now. Commentators, of course, have taken opposing views, calling tops or prognosticating further upside for the yellow metal or lots of downside. But who has, if anyone, answered accurately the initial question of whether gold is in a bubble? To understand it, we must first define what a bubble is. One of the most logical ways to define a bubble is to look at the fair value of the asset in question. I don't care if it's gold, silver, cotton, copper, lead, frozen orange juice concentrate, whatever. Then we got to compare the current market value with that fair value number. If the current market value is significantly higher, then presto, a bubble it is. This then begs the question as to what is the fair value of gold? And to answer that question, we don't need a PhD in QF, that's quantitative finance. We just need to go back to economics class in high school. Some of us can't remember that far back. Some of us can. We might recall that the price of a commodity, very simply, is the intersection point of its supply curve and its demand curve. But who knows, if anyone, the supply and demand curves for gold to an acceptable degree of accuracy? No one knows what is the demand for gold, let alone draw the demand curve with accuracy. A lot of this has to do with the fact that today, when one uses the term demand, one does not merely mean demand from end users. Demand today means the demand from everyone who wishes to purchase gold in whatever form, physical or paper. And that includes short-term traders, long-term asset managers, central banks, ETF managers, individual investors, nations like China. And the demand that all these participants will create is not really something anyone can estimate with any degree of accuracy. Look, 2 months ago, as gold began to tank, 3 months ago, it started coming down, and, you know, it reached almost $1,900 an ounce, started coming back down, got into the 1,500s again. And exactly what I told you was going to happen, happened. Our little friends, the Chinese, were waiting for that sucker to hit a bottom mark so they could go in and buy up big time, which they did. And as soon as they made that purchase, gold started going up again. And it's up, you know, $125 in the last 5 weeks or so, maybe less. The Chinese struck again, as they always do. But the bottom line is that no one really knows what the demand for gold is, and therefore no one knows what the fair value of gold is. Hence, and this might be anticlimactic to some of you, no one really knows whether gold is in a bubble or not. So what does it really mean that there really is no objective way to know whether gold is in a bubble or not? By the way, the story about the Chinese buying barely made the obituary pages of every financial newspaper in the country. Nobody would mention it. So what all of this really means is that gold is a perfect candidate for hand-waving bull arguments. Arguments that have little numerical foundation. Now, when I say numerical, I'm not referring to the exhaustive numerical analysis submitted along with a piece of research such as that the same is accepted as research paper in a journal. Oh, no, no, nothing like that. Now, these are all arguments which cannot be supported even on the basis of back-of-the-envelope math or front of the napkin, none of which yield any clear nor objective numerical conclusion. In other words, the fair value of an asset. These arguments sound perfectly logical on a quantitative level, and which, importantly, cannot be negated. That's the crux of the matter. Bull arguments that are qualitatively logical sounding and cannot be readily disproved are readily bought into during bull runs, in other words, during the mid to late 90s. Well, the bull run was for gold was really in the mid to late 70s. But then we had the mid to late 90s with a big stock market run up. Oh, mid to late 90s. That's right. That we all believed that the tech industry was a new type of industry and it did not depend on traditional economic concepts when it came to generating profitability. Valuation metrics such as price to click were used to forward bull arguments in favor of dot-coms that had no revenues, let alone profits. And what happened to that? Known as the dot-com bubble. Of course, gold, too, has been backed by many such hand-waving arguments. Some of these are that, one, gold is a safe haven, and we're in a period of extended financial market turmoil. Secondly, it's a hedge against inflation, and we're in a period in which we will see high inflation. Third, it's an under-owned asset. Investors have only begun to warm up to gold. Fourth, the dollar is falling and can't get up. And that gold is denominated mostly in dollars. And fifth and finally, all fiat currencies have failed and gold is the only alternative. Now, I want you to note carefully that none of these statements are wrong. As a matter of fact, they are particularly wise statements that look at things from a 30,000-foot view and get the picture, the big picture, right. But most importantly, None of these arguments yield a clear, objective, fair value for gold. It's like anything else. It's worth what people are willing to pay for it. And while people are scrambling for security and privacy and financial insurance, they'll go for the gold every time. This, my friends, is the stuff that manias are made of. I cannot emphasize that more. I'm not saying that gold isn't a mania. I've already said that. No one, absolutely no one, can stick his neck out and say that gold is in a bubble. But what we may want to pay attention to is that no one can say that it isn't in one. What investment managers need to ask themselves is whether they possess knowledge and understanding of an asset that can help them create wealth in a systematically repeatable way, or are they just shooting in the dark? I suspect, my friends, that most investment managers have been doing nothing but shooting in the dark for years. It's just appalling to me. I could establish several examples of you, conversations I've had recently. I know that Robbie Noel, on the flip side, has been talking fairly consistently over the last few weeks, trying to get you to understand the difference. Now, I'm not taking you into a commercial moment here, but please bear me out. Trying to explain to you the differences between Republic Trading Group, Republic, you know, RBN's financial arm, Republic Trading Group, and many of those other companies, whether they be the muffler companies, the cheese companies, the lecherous company over in California, right along with its sibling so-called rivalry, where there's not much merit in doing business with them. There's really no merit to doing business with them. To the big lawsuit that's been levied against Glenn Beck's big advertiser. I've shared with you, they've not told that whole story. I know what the story is. And having been in this business 20 years, and when I get into a business, I throw myself into it. I get to know all the players. I get to know the dirty pool and the way that these companies conduct business. I worked within that side of the industry for 2.5 years before one day I got up, and when their attorney asked me, not in so many words, but strongly urged me how I should testify on the stand, and I knew that it was outright perjury, I basically told the company, Asta Funguzzi, and I hope that you can pave your way to heaven with all the gold you're selling to people. But I've had conversations with people in the last few days. I had a gentleman who I've dealt with on and off for many years. And Hugh, if you're out there, I'll be in touch probably tomorrow. But he sent a coin in for liquidation. He and I had been discussing it, but he never told me he was sending it. My supplier got it, said it was the ugliest Mint State 64 St. Gaudens gold coin he'd ever seen in his life. Number one, it was in the original PCGS holder that came out in 1986. That's not what made it bad. The coin was graded but ugly with 7 real ugly copper spots on it. Back in 1993, this client had paid in excess of $2,900 for that coin. This is 1993, people. I'm going to throw a rough dart and say that gold was probably in the, what, $600-$700 range maybe at that time? I think he bought it in May of 93 is what he told me, and I'd have to pull some charts up. He paid $2,900 for the coin. It's now November of 2011, and gold is sitting at just shy of $1,800 an ounce. The coin's worth $2,100. That's it. And honestly, if I took that coin in, I'd take it in for less, and I'd go melt the thing. It's that ugly. How can gold go up over double in price, and that certified $20 St. Gaudens gold piece, graded by one of the two most, I'm not going to say reputable, but I'm going to say recognized independent grading services in the world, the coin is still worth less money than he paid for it. I talked to another gentleman today that I've dealt with on and off for a good number of years, and a good number of years ago, he bought a whole bunch of certified U.S. $20 gold coins. And I mean, he bought them quite a while ago. Gold was real cheap then. He and I have not discussed the inventory. I have no idea what he's got, what grades, what coins, if they're Liberties, Saints, doesn't matter. We're talking strictly about an exchange. He's finally understood. And he's bought other products from me before. He's bought Swiss francs and British sovereigns and a lot of silver and things of that nature. But we're finally at the point now we're going to discuss exchanging his overpriced alleged collectibles and increasing the net ounces of gold that he's holding, and it isn't going to cost him a penny out of his pocket. I met with an attorney the other evening out in Scottsdale. This client of mine, I've known he and his family for a good number of years. This client has probably spent $500,000 with me since last November. Thanksgiving, as a matter of fact. So, I knew that he had done business with one of the very large companies. He began doing business with them many years before he and I met. How I met him is I was referred by my webmaster, who happens to be this client's brother-in-law. What's even more intriguing is my webmaster's wife is my former secretary, who's the sister of this attorney. Well, he struck up a relationship with one of these big Christian rare coin firms, and they set him up. They sold him some physical delivery stuff. Sold him a bunch of MS-64 Saints and a bunch of raw $10 Indians, and he can't figure out why gold has gone up as much as it has, and the Indians have lost money. The Saints aren't worth as much money as he paid for them. And I explained to him the controlling of that collectability market and why it doesn't do for people what they're told it's going to do. Because the selling dealer has already made many years' worth of growth in advance. And the fact that I'm dealing with a guy who's had a coin for 18 years and still hasn't covered his nut is sickening. And that's not what we do here at Republic Trading Group. We have a distinct understanding. This is your money. It is not our money. We do not have the right to play with it. For my friend who's currently living in a bat cave somewhere in Missouri, later this evening, you and I need to talk. I know you're out there, you and your lovely lady. Give me a call later tonight. I've got some astoundingly great news for you, my friend. And it's going to put a smile on your face tonight. We had a situation recently where we had a client who liquidated a large amount of stuff. And a bunch of money was sent to him. And I felt a little uncomfortable. Something did not smell right about the transaction. I began to put some inquiries in. And the answers that came back to me showed me that two and two, when they were added together, only came up to three, where it should have been four. For my friend who's residing in the Batcave, I have found $8,000 of yours that has been missing. You see, that's what Republic Trading Group does. The other firms up in Minnesota, they just shut up and keep your money. We don't play games that way. Check in with us here at Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. We would be thrilled to work with you. We'll be right back with some final notes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Magic has me.
Yeah, we seem to be recycling this song a number of times tonight. This is, by the way, I read a brief headline that claims that the big test was somewhat of a failure today. It did not do what they expected it to do. Number one, I found it to be only on television. It was not what we were led to believe. I just received an email from one of my readers. It says, so I powered down the modem, scanned with Avast, S&D, and malware bytes, and found zero, as is the norm. I killed the engine and waited, brought the computer and modem back up at about 3:30 Central Standard Time, visited our chat, opened the emails, got out, got off the Internet. Ran the Avast complete search for virus, spybot, S&D. Finally, the malware bytes one. MWB found something that had been deposited today. It said it was dangerous. I quarantined it like it recommended I did. It was called Exploit 2. Thing is, I've not had any of this kind of stuff found in at least 2 years. And all of a sudden, today on test day, one hits my computer. You might want to check your machines and see if you had any unwanted visitors depositing things you don't want in your computers today. Everything else seems normal, but only time will tell. This was sent to me under the subject matter of malware and the Ovomit test. Well, we've covered a fair amount this hour. I certainly done my fair amount of tongue-in-cheek stuff. Unfortunately, my tongue was in my own cheek, and certainly made some comments about Greeks and Italian sausages and stuff like that. And some of you get it, and some of you don't. But it's all Greek to me in so many respects. I've been wanting to write a new article for quite some time. Something to do with the American way and Greece, and I don't know. Let's grease the Italian sausage. What's the difference? It's not going to be good times ahead. I know many of you have heard that same kind of commentary for a lot of years. You're sick and tired of hearing it. You know what? I'm sick and tired of talking about it. But it is happening. None of this stuff happens overnight. It's all gradual, step by step, little by little. By the way, Senator Russell Pierce, the architect of Arizona's SB 1070, was basically voted out of office last night in a recall election. But in Virginia, the Republicans celebrated big gains in their state legislature with the votes yesterday. Eric Holder, well, apparently he's still lying his teeth off and getting caught with his pants down. More and more people in Washington, D.C. are calling for Holder to step down. But knowing the arrogance of these people, he isn't going to do it. Not until it absolutely happens and they get pushed out. I like this one. Rosie O'Donnell doesn't get the Kardashians. She calls them the new Gabor sisters. Sorry, the Kardashians don't have the class of the Gabors. What can you do? You guys take care. Don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow on Thursday. Roger Sales will be back on the air with us then. Hope to see you then. Till the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again without apology. I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Got the lips that suit my taste, and your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has, and I got you.
The next round of the worst.